937.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. Well, here we go. And we're broadcasting live 2 hours a day on Genesis Communications. From high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, Studio A. And there's information about our broadcast on the website. USAprepares.com. And there's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. And we're posting up-to-the-minute articles that we think you should consider reading. And I posted some of my thoughts about today's broadcast with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And there's an outline of what we're going to be talking about today. And there's an article about radioactive waste leaking from 6 tanks at the Washington State nuclear site, the Hanford Reservation. Rick and I are going to be talking about that in a few minutes. And what happens if you use a taser on yourself? And then there's an article about Dan Bongino, Guns Across America. There's a rally in Annapolis, Maryland. And he says, we live in a society of wolves. You don't fight back by creating more sheep. Yeah. Great, great 6-minute video. I suggest you consider watching that. Radiation detective detection equipment with Craig Douglas. He was on the air with us yesterday. You might want to consider looking at that article. And now, what about the man who makes $100,000 a year by begging, pretending to be mentally and physically handicapped? That's an outrage. Students hide in a locker to catch a thief. Who is a thief? A teacher. A veteran teacher stealing money from children's backpacks. Absolutely outrageous. And what about memory? How can you improve your memory and what to do and what not to do? With USAprepares.com senior instructor, Dr. Norman Shealy. And how a family of four manages to live well on just $14,000 per year. Articles on the website. Converging threats, confronted daily. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. Producing the worldwide broadcast at Genesis. With us today, as he is every Thursday, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. You might know him as the real Fox Mulder of The X-Files. He wrote the first 6 episodes of The X-Files. He was the lead Navy physicist at the Pentagon. He's a world-class farmer. He's a scientist. Dr. Richard Allen Miller has written many books. And if you go to the first post on the website, USAprepares.com, there's a link to Dr. Richard Allen Miller's website. You can contact him and ask him your questions directly. Welcome, Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Hey, Rick, out by you, there's some radioactive waste leaking in Washington State.
One state up in Washington State. Yeah, Hanford. Leaking into the Columbia River. Go figure. It's not as bad as Fukushima, but is typical of why. Matt Stein wrote a very important paper called 400 Chernobyls. Our romance with nuclear energy is wrong, and it is toxic, and actually, I feel that science has failed humanity. How's that one for an open salvo?
Rick, you know, as a scientist, that's pretty strong language.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because the mentat today with science and scientists is for application, and there is absolutely no concern at all about environmental hazards or how to clean them up. The idea is to make as much money as we can at this moment, and we'll worry about that later. And, well, science will come through, come up with some kind of cold fusion that will turn our large refuse stacks into energy. Wrong, and it hasn't. And why would they, when it would take up Teamsters, you know, with garbage pickup? That's why the mafia moved into that area in the first place, our romance with overpackaging things. The whole thing's wrong, and the orientation is wrong. And I have solutions. There are solutions, but no, you know, I'm going to talk on deaf ears. Nobody's interested.
Well, actually, Rick, I think our class is very interested. Otherwise, you know,
yes,
there's so many.
Yes, of course. But we're a minority. I mean, you know, mostly Americans, you know, they're willing to buy anything. They think that 9/11 happened. They you know, all of this stuff on false flags, the whole thing is about greed. And the concepts of nuclear energy and first our submarines, you know, et cetera, because it was a small unit. The problem is it's got waste material that now is leaking into our environment and absolutely causing things. You know, everybody over in Japan now is becoming bald. That's a fact. There are travel warnings from the State Department to travel to Japan. Why?
Rick, when you talk about Japan, I've heard you say that you think it's almost over as an island.
Well, you can from space, you can actually tomography. You can actually see that Japan is on a cliff that's teetering into oblivion, down into the deep trench, and it's a miracle that Japan still exists as a continent. In fact, there is a huge exodus out of Japan now because of this very problem. And I personally think that with any major coronal mass ejection like the one they had with Fukushima a couple years back, that it will be probably enough to change that landmass and have it fall into the ocean. Now, Japan has already started contingencies. You know, they, I think it was about 4 months ago, they bought a couple of large islands up in the Kamchatka Sea, up north of the Aleutians, up from Russia. And the total landmass that they purchased is actually larger than Japan itself. But I don't see how they can evacuate that many people to those islands that are undeveloped. It gets better. Japan, China has also massive pollution going on. And as a result, China has built these so-called empty cities that are all over China that will, you know, actually house possibly 5 million people in each city, and is now got an infrastructure managing the cities of less than 100,000 people that would live in each of these places where all these things are going on. So it's true that they, you know, the powers that be actually know that something is about to happen, but these band-aids are, you know, there's no way that Japan and China merge in a disaster situation. It's because of World War II and what actually happened during the war that has left scars between those two countries in such a manner that even in a humanitarian form won't happen.
You're talking about the torture of the Chinese through experimentation?
Occupying of China during World War II, yeah. It created scars to the point where those two countries will never, ever form some kind of a mutual alliance to save lives. Won't work that way.
Rick, when you talk about Japan teetering on the abyss, are you saying that Japan could sink into the sea or be washed up by the sea?
Yes, all of the above. Uh-huh. That's correct. It's like a city that's on a major fault line with oblivion straight down below. You can look down and see it from space. You can see Japan, and there's nothing in front of it. It's all empty going into the trench. And with any kind of shifting, that part of landmass will crumble off and disappear. And that most likely will happen in our lifetime. I don't know if it'll happen this next year with the coronal mass ejections that are predicted from NASA, but they alone are creating tremors and shakes, the likes of which another tsunami or worse will happen. And
Rick,
the problem I have about all of that is that nobody has given any talk at all today about the fourth exposed reactor pool where the spent plutonium rods are just laying out like that with oblivion below. If that plutonium is part of the fall, life on Earth will cease. Plutonium is not cesium-137 or strontium-90. That is a planetary killer.
Rick, that's exactly where I was going. As you were describing this, I was thinking about the six nuclear reactors that litter the coastline of Japan, several of which have been destroyed, damaged, and we don't know how to repair them because our technology can't get into the radiation that's so hot there. if these reactors are to fall into the ocean, you said it's a planetary killer?
Well, the plutonium will go straight down to the core and start ricocheting around like a pinball, and all it has to do is hit one of the deep fault line shafts and straight out into the atmosphere, who knows where, and that will kill everything. It will. And even bacterium, 2 miles down in a lava tube, will be killed. You know, 2 miles is nothing. The mantle itself is over 100 miles, and that's what we're talking about rumbling, is that 100-mile thing. And with all these different little shoots that are coming off from the volcano and where it releases, you know, Hawaii, whatever, those places are potential outgassing from what goes on in the core. And I have to tell you that if plutonium gets down there, it's like a little pinball ricocheting around, and who knows where it's going to go. And when? It's a time bomb that is way beyond anything. And here's the bad news. In the United States, there are 17 similar types of reactor styles that Fukushima is, and they're all on fault lines.
Well, Rick, you did it. You just wiped the smile off everybody's face. In 2 minutes, you're able to do that. And this is really serious, class. I'd like to talk some more about this on the other side of these few short commercial announcements. Boy, I wiped a smile off my face. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy life.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller has been telling us about Japan. And, Rick, I looked during the break, I looked at some aerial views from space, from satellites, and you're right. Japan, right off the coastline, goes right straight down into the abyss, into the ocean. And so what you said was, I believe what you said was, a large coronal mass ejection that rocks our world here could cause Japan to just go right into the abyss, and taking with the landmass the nuclear reactors that were built on the coastline and the plutonium that's stored within it.
Well, the worst part, and I don't mean to be a doom and gloomer, is the spent plutonium rods at reactor 4 are exposed. They're not capped off. And while it's impossible to cap them off without loss of life, someone will have to go in there and die to do it. Now, and there are apparently some kamikazes, you know, just ready to go at the last minute to cap it off. The problem is it should have been done 10 years ago. And with the coronal masses ejections from the sun this next year, as NASA's predicting, it will not surprise me that we're going to have more serious global events around that issue alone. I noticed that none of the political candidates running for president, Obama and the other, never even talked about that in their debates. That, to me, is the single most important scientific problem facing man right now. The next one, of course, will be GMOs, but I don't even want to talk about that. I'm concerned about Fukushima. And nobody is talking about it.
Rick, you're absolutely right, as usual. And we're powerless, aren't we? You, I, America, you know, the worker bees of the world, we are absolutely powerless to make anything happen. I mean, we can demonstrate and we can yell and scream, but will it do any good? Because we're talking about a sovereign nation of Japan.
I don't have any idea what to recommend, except that there are new concepts of power source. You know, I was up in Nova Scotia, and actually 2 years ago, and I watched the tidal changes up in Nova Scotia swing in this one place I was at over 60 feet in one day. And I did a slight calculation of what 60 feet of ocean change, high to low, every day on a normal tide chain would mean in terms of generating power. And Oregon now has these buoys that float in the ocean just outside the shoreline that go up and down, and that motion is enough power in Nova Scotia to actually generate all the power needed for the entire east coast of North America. And why they want to talk about putting in more nuclear reactors on fault lines. South Carolina is a ticking time bomb.
You know, and South Carolina is not something that we talk about. We talk about the New Madrid Fault. We talk about the San Andreas Fault. We talk about radioactivity, but we really don't talk about South Carolina, do we?
South Carolina has, like, I think, 27 reactors. I mean, they do most of the East Coast. And so with that said, and 17 of the reactors that are on the Madrid Fault Line are similar to that of Fukushima. This is crazy and is all about quick making money, and who cares about the next generation. The whole thing is nuts. And as a scientist, I would be remiss if I didn't say something publicly.
Well, Rick, the day that Fukushima went off, or the day that the reactor exploded, I said on air, who in their right mind would go offshore a mile or two offshore off the Japan coast and say, hey, what a great place to litter the coastline with nuclear reactors? Who would have ever said something like that? Well, obviously somebody did, because that's where they put them. And then the next thing I said is, I would not want to be the CEO of General Electric, the designer of those reactors. I'd be running for the hills if I designed the worst event that's ever happened to mankind, the worst thing that we've ever done to ourselves, done by General Electric. I'm Vin Finelli, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA, the Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Are you prepared for solar storm? Nuclear meltdown. Dollar collapse. Skyrocketing food and fuel prices. Earthquakes. Tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, Holland Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares, Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy's team, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Dr. Joel Wallach, Dr. David Pruitt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Frank Underhill, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes. Online. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV. The burglar deterrent.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
Take
my.
When you go to DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I don't know how to say this, but I get a lot of emails during, before, during, and after the broadcasts that we do here. And I want to thank you for all of them. Believe it or not, in just over 2 years, we have never received a single negative comment, not one, in 2 years. And I really want to thank you for paying attention to what we're doing and for the emails. I just got one from Gino. And Gino just wrote a couple minutes ago, Mr. Fennelli, listening and loving your show when it's on, especially Dr. Miller. I'd love to attend the workshop, but I'm kind of stuck here in the Sierra Mountains. Rick, there's a great email from one of our class members who'd love to meet you, and there will be an opportunity to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller at the Get Prepared Expo. That's Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th, right here in Lebanon, Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains. And then on Monday, the day following the expo in the same location, Rick is going to be presenting a full day from 8 to 5 seminar on critical decision-making power tools, and I believe urban survival is going to be mixed in there with it. That's April 8th. That's for a full-day seminar. There'll be a cost associated with that, but it's very low. And we're working on having a dinner with the class, with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, that Monday night. So what we're talking about is April 6th and 7th. You're going to get to see Rick Miller on stage for several seminars. The last time, I think he did 5 seminars in 2 days, and this time it's going to be something like that. And additionally, we're going to have a full day of Rick Miller, just Rick Miller, and dinner with Rick Miller. So that ought to be a blast. What do you say, Rick?
Well, I'm looking forward to it. What I'm going to do Monday is exactly the way I trained Navy SEALs to think with their gut. That's why we call it critical decision-making power tools. Turns out that if you don't use your rational mind, but you learn how to work with instinct from your gut, your accuracy of making the right decision can increase almost 400 times than where you are in normal conscious states. It's a technique which was the first protocol I developed for Navy SEALs to begin our training to become supermen. If you can think with your gut, rather than flipping a coin or trying to do some rational decision making, that's crazy. There's better ways to do it. They're more accurate and oriented towards survival.
Rick, is that where the expression, so what does your gut tell you, come from?
Well, that's right. The gut is convoluted, just like the brain. It's got neurotransmitters, just like the brain. And we do a lot of movement from what our gut or instincts. That's another way of your instincts are the brain of the gut. That's where they start. And it's an actual brain. It's a different brain than the brain you have in your head, which is more logical. Now, logic has nothing to do with instinct. And that's the upper brain is there mostly to confirm your belief system, to make it so. I would not have seen it if I had not believed it. Now, what you have to do is get past that place, and once you can get past that place, now you become a true Superman.
Rick, is that why when we have several cats that live here on the farm, and sometimes we open the door and they run in because they kind of like being in the farmhouse, and the dogs like being in the farmhouse, and everybody gets along just fine. So is that why when I look at one of these cats and the cat goes, oh, no, I can tell. He's going to walk toward me. He's going to pick me up, and outside I go. Is that thinking with their gut?
No, that's more like having control over you with their gut. They know how to instinctively move in a manner that will cause you to respond to them. They'll roll over. They'll look, like they're playing. They'll do all kinds of things to make themselves appear very attractive, and how could you not want to touch them?
Well, that's really interesting, because we have a couple blonde dogs that are of mixed heritage, and that's what they do. When I go near them and they think I want to put them someplace where they don't want to go, they will roll over and do exactly that.
I have a couple of blondes here, but they're not cats that do the same thing. It's instinctual movement. Sorry about that. Well, I don't want to be a doom and gloomer. What I want to do is leave people feeling empowered. And so with that said, I am going to mention that I do believe science has really failed humanity. And I would like to see the old True Guard become Smokey the Bear again, where we are felt that the reason we have rights now is because they were earned. Actually, man does not have rights. He has responsibilities. If you want to be free, you're going to have to go out and earn it. That's the position that science has left men in the lurches.
Rick, you just said Smokey the Bear. That's how I remember it.
Smokey the Bear, not the new one, you know, the BLM and Forest Service, but the original Smokey the Bear was a warm and fuzzy. It was something that you felt was there in place to protect you and do the right thing. That, of course, went out in the 80s when everything went to hell and it all became about greed.
Rick, you know, but here's the point. You said Smokey the Bear. I remember Smokey the Bear. But then about 15 years ago, there were commercials on the radio and even TV, and they would say, no, it's not Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey Bear. It's not Easter the Bunny. It's not Smokey the Bear. It's Smokey Bear. They changed his name. It used to be Smokey the Bear.
I know. It's all about spin and marketing. And by the way, another word for spin is called counterintelligence, lying by omission.
I'm glad you said that, Rick, because I feel the same way. And it would anger me that something as trivial as saying, no, it's not Smokey the Bear, which was a commercial in the 1950s and the 1960s for, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. Well, obviously, that's partially
true. There was nothing wrong with that statement because that's pretty much correct.
Yeah, it's pretty much correct. It's not.
The Forest Service has actually failed, man, because they've now learned that clear-cut logging is not the correct way to do it, that forest fires are a natural occurrence that are necessary to pick up the trash from, you know, years of leaf debris falling into the forest, and that they would do clear-cut burns and or try to do some sort of forest management. And guess what? They were wrong. This is, again, an example of where technology, or science actually, has failed humanity. You know, the idea that how did the Templars put it, and they're looking up over a hill in the 14th century, and the general said, kill them all, let God sort out his own. That's pretty much what they've done out here in logging. They have taken everything with an excuse. They even found out a way to log the unloggable in the Coniopsis, which was put aside as spotted owl. We had a forest fire. Bush allowed it to burn so that they could then go back in and take the burnt logs because, of course, it was destroyed by fire.
Amazing. And here in Missouri, when we were looking to buy our farm about a little over 7 years ago, we found a really nice place near a state park. It bordered on a state park. And we looked at the base of the trees on this farm, and they were all charred. We thought, what the heck is with all of these trees being burned? We had never seen that before. And what we found out was the Missouri Department of Conservation would set ablaze the forest and burn all the underbrush, all the undergrowth, every few years. And they said it was a good thing. I don't think it's a good thing. I really don't think it's a good thing. I think a good thing is to have cows walk through and clean up the undergrowth in the woods. I don't think it's a good thing to burn it, because if you do a controlled burn, and when I'm talking about like thousands of acres, when you do a controlled burn like that, you smoke out just about everything around it. And also, all the animals have no place to go. So all the small animals, the rabbits, the squirrels, the skunks, and so forth, they have no place to go. They get killed. And we don't talk about that, do we?
No. I don't have answers. I have concerns. And what I'm going to try to do is open a few eyes so that at least now we're asking the right questions. Politics isn't going to do that.
Rick, do you think...
And money.
Speaking of that, do you think that after the comments that I made about General Electric, that they might not advertise on this broadcast?
Well, you know, who cares? You know, they.
That's right. That's right. Who cares?
Is that the right response? There are plenty of people that do want to hear what's being said, and General Electric does not make everything better through living chemistry. That was DuPont. And then General Electric came out, Westinghouse. All of these technology giants have changed from the 70s when I was active. Back in the 70s, there was actually, you know, with the Vietnam War and the protesting and the hippies and all the rest of it, there was a movement to at least try to do the right thing. However, these big giants changed in the 80s where it was no longer interesting to do what we call blue sky. That means we have no idea where the research is going, but we're doing it for the sake of research. And that changed in the 80s, and now everything that's studied has to have an application or, you know, it's not interesting and they won't pursue it, fund it, whatever.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We're going to be talking more. I've got a whole bunch of questions for him on the other side of this break. We'll be right back.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of 6 or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, did you just hear that GCN advertisement to join GCN? Well, That voice that you just heard is the voice of our announcer at USAPrepares.com. I just wanted to share that with you. He is absolutely brilliant. And if you listen to those commercials, they are really well-crafted and interesting to listen to. And I believe that at Genesis Communications Network, we have the most interesting and best commercials on radio. I'm not kidding. And I just love working with Genesis Communications Network. And he said, you look forward to getting up 5 minutes early? Absolutely. Absolutely true for me. And I look forward to every day broadcasting on Genesis. And I'm not kidding. This is not a commercial. This is just me telling you the way I feel. And as an aside, I check my email every day, multiple times a day, and I'm looking forward to receiving that invitation to the annual Genesis Communications Network cookout. I haven't gotten it yet. But wouldn't that be neat to meet all the guys that are on Genesis? I think that would be so much fun. I don't know how it would be accomplished, but I think that would be fun. And in that line of thinking, On Monday, one of our Genesis Communications Network broadcasters, Dr. Joel Wallach, is going to be flying into Springfield, Missouri. He's going to be flying in for our meetup at Ziggy's. And you've heard me talk about, you know, we have a once-a-week meetup. Well, he's flying in to be the seminar speaker at the Monday meetup, this Monday. I'm not kidding. Dr. Joel Wallach, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, 5:30, Ziggy's. In Springfield, Missouri. So I'm going to put information up on the website today about that meetup. So if you'd like to join us, that's Monday with Dr. Joel Wallach. He'll be at Ziggy's from 5:30 to probably 8 or 9 or maybe 10 o'clock. He's going to be flying in at about 4:30 in the morning. And on Monday, he's going to be with us on Genesis Communications Network for 1 hour. And then in the afternoon, he's going to be on KWTO with me from the 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock hour. So that's Dr. Joel Wallach on Monday. Rick, you know, I was looking at I wrote down some notes during what you were saying about DuPont. They had a slogan, Better Living Through Chemistry. And that ran from 1935 to 1982. And then they dropped the through chemistry part. So it was just Better Living.
Yeah, well, that's because chemistry was no longer part of that Better Living thing. I mean, really. The pharmaceutical houses have, it's atrocious what they're doing. You know, I had a hip surgery last year, and this was my second hip, big pen, major surgery, and they woke me 5 hours after the surgery, got me out of bed, and forced me to walk 1,500 steps, and then put me back in, and the next morning I walked out of the hospital on my new hip. Now, it doesn't damage, you know, muscles and things like that. So from that point of view, it's just working it in. And they wanted to give me oxycodone. I turned it down. They then wanted to give me tramadol, a much lesser version, or Vicodin. I turned those down. And for the first day, I whined. I was in a lot of pain and probably not very pleasant to be around. However, the second day, it was starting to be manageable, and by the fourth day, I didn't notice the pain anymore. If I had taken tramadol, for example, for my first hip like I did, it took 4 times longer to heal. Pain has a purpose, and to mask things like a cough or a runny nose, to mask those symptoms rather than going to the root, is actually really wrong. And pain has a reason, and people are so quick to want to not have to feel pain, and actually there's a purpose for that. It actually makes things heal faster.
Rick, I'm so glad you said that, because hospitals are telling us, they're telling us to take these pain meds because you don't need to be in pain. We can fix that. We can just take these drugs and we can fix it. Rick Miller is going to be with us on the other side of the top of the hour news for hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I've got so many questions about radio frequencies. I've got questions about watering plants with microwave water, the Nazi base, the secret Nazi base, and anesthesiology. How does it work? Sound weapons and hypnosis and medicine. Nightmares, what do they tell us? Rick Miller, Vin Fenella, USAPrepares.com. Please stay tuned for hour number two.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.